Welcome to Locked On Cardinals. Everything is right with the world again. Alex Clancy here. Bo Brock is out today. Woo! I know all you were worried that you'd have to listen to him again today. Luckily, you get a 24-hour hiatus from hearing the goings-on that goes on in that wacky brain of his. We are the Fox Sports 910 contingent here. Listen to me on the Freaks 1 to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. Bo 4 to 7 on the drive. Locked On Cardinals. So today I'm going to give you three things that we know up to this point and three things that we still don't know regarding the Cardinals, the number one overall pick, and the overall future of the franchise with Cliff Kingsbury at the helm. Follow me on Twitter at Clancy's Corner. Follow Bo at Bob Rack. Follow the podcast at Locked On AZ Cards. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Just search Locked On Cardinals. Make sure it's Arizona Cardinals. We have the dark red, and you'll see that, you know, my name and Bo's name is in the description. So please subscribe. Leave us comments. Let us know what you like, what you don't like. Please. Please do it. We're here for you. We're here to give you information. We appreciate all of our listeners. Now, three things we know and three things we don't know up to this point with off-season acquisitions, off-season thought processes, leading up to the draft at the end of April. One thing that we do know, the Cardinals are still working things out. And that may seem pretty obvious, but there are times before Kyler Murray said he was coming out to play football officially that Nick Bosa was the guy and that was going to be it. Josh Rosen was going to be the quarterback. They were going to surround him with some veteran talent. And that was going to be the future of the franchise. You hire Cliff Kingsbury as the head coach. You're like, huh, that's interesting. Well, Nick Bosa, you know, it'll help a young head coach that's predominantly offensively oriented. You know, it'll be nice to have a nice edge rusher guy with his hand in the dirt to run the new 3-4 defense that, you know, you bring in with Vance Joseph as a defensive coordinator. Okay, so we're still on par with the course of Nick Bosa is the best guy in the draft. Doesn't matter that he only played 3 or 4 games last year in college. He's still the guy. Okay, so at this point, we know that they're still working things out because after Kyler Murray said he's coming out to play football, everything went haywire. And now we don't know what's happening with Josh Rosen. We don't know what's happening with Kyler Murray. We don't know what's happening really at all at this point. That leads me to number two. The second thing that we do know is they're playing the smokescreen to almost perfection. The Arizona Cardinals are. Nobody knows what the hell is happening. We can prognosticate. We can pontificate. But we have no idea what's going to happen. And well, you never know, Alex, what's going to happen. That's a stupid comment. Relax. That's not what I mean. What I mean is there are so many different options for ways that the Cardinals can go. And part of the reason why the smokescreen is working, or a byproduct of that, is there are teams that have been rumbling around the Cardinals as trade partners. Whether it be Josh Rosen with the Patriots, and Giants, and Chargers, or whether it be for Kyler Murray with, you know, the Redskins and Miami and potentially Oakland outside chance. We know that they're playing the smokescreen almost perfectly, which, to their credit, I didn't think they'd be able to do. Now, it could be very volatile when you try and do too much. And they haven't got exactly to that point, but it's teetering on the line of they have too many hands in too many people's baskets. Like, they're talking to too many girls or too many guys at one time. You know, some people can do it, but it comes a point where it gets messy. And it hasn't gotten messy yet, but they're flirting with that line where if they continue to go down the, you know, trajectory that they are, it could start to get messy and they could start to get sloppy, which would inevitably cause them to not have the power and leverage that they do right now with the number one overall pick and Josh Rosen. The third thing that we know right now, is the Cardinals are in the national spotlight for the first time since their NFC Championship run where they got punished by Carolina. This is the first time that lead stories on multiple outlets, whether it be the Four Letter Network or Fox Sports, my affiliate, or whatever, the Cardinals are in the conversation. It's usually, what's happening with Josh Rosen? Are they going to draft Kyler Murray? Does Cliff Kingsbury know what he's doing with the cell phones in the cell phone breaks for the meetings? It's exciting. And this is a selfish one for me. And I'll speak for Bo. It's a selfish one for Bo and myself because, listen, I got a lot of S when I first started this, took over this podcast 2 years ago. There's not a lot to talk about when the team sucks and it's boring. There's not a lot of new material to come out with. And I've got these. Look, they're, it's a laugh. Look at the Apple Podcasts and the reviews that I got. The first three that I got was, this guy doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. He's skip Bayless-ing. It's like, listen, I need to think outside the box if I'm going to talk about this team for 4 days a week. And luckily, we've catapulted from there to actual national relevancy. Woo! It's awesome. So number three, the Cards are in the national spotlight for the first time since the 2015 NFC Championship run. Those are the three things that we know up to this point. On the other side, I will tell you three things that we still don't know. Surrounding the Arizona Cardinals, it's Alex Clancy. Bo Brock is out, thankfully. Woo! Locked on Cardinals. Welcome back, Locked on Cardinals. Alex Clancy here. Bo Brock out. You are welcome. It's been a hell of a podcast so far. Hell of a podcast. The three things we do know before the break I talked about. The Cardinals are still working things out. Pretty obvious. But it dovetails into number two. They're playing the smokescreen almost perfectly. You know? So this is a good scenario right now, and that also moves into number three. The Cardinals are in the national spotlight for the first time since the 2015 NFC Championship run. Which, that's a selfish one. For me, and I can speak for most media members, especially in the Phoenix market, it's nice to be relevant. So three things we don't know. One, make it easy. Number one, we don't know what the hell they're going to do. We don't know what the hell they're going to do. And this is not just a different verbiage or different sentence, a different way to state it from the Cardinals are still working things out. We don't know what they're going to do because, in my opinion, and Bo and I differ here, in my opinion, they don't know what they're going to do. They are so hell-bent on not messing this up. What's the first thing that happens? Like an NFL player coming off an injury, or not injured but being scared to get injured, they get injured. So if they try to do this thing perfectly and try to control everything, something bad's going to happen. And you can't control everything. And that's, you know, something that you learn at a very young age, hopefully, trying to remind yourself as you get older, when the anxiety sets in of being, you know, mid-30s, it's like, you can't control everything. But number one, they don't know what they're going to do. We don't know what the hell they're going to do. And a lot of this, again, going back to number one from last segment, is we don't know what the trade offers are, because there will always be trade offers. They may not be good ones, but there will always be trade offers. So because of that, as a main cog in this number, we don't know what the hell they're going to do. The second thing that we still don't know yet is, and this is very important, what is the mental and emotional state of Josh Rosen? Because at least over the last week and a half, it's really been ramping up with the rumors about him being traded. And listen, this dude, he's young, okay? And I know, and I've gone on the record as saying that people in the NBA, people, baseball, whatever, NFL, if you choose to come out early, you give up your rights to getting the, you know, excuse as well, he's young, so he's not making the right decisions. You get 2 years. So he's still in that window. In my equation, young guy coming out, you get 2 year window, and then you're an adult. It doesn't matter how old you are. You made the decision to come out, so you reap what you sow regarding that. But he's still in that window. He had an awful last year. Most of it has to do with, obviously, the team just being terrible. He's showed flashes, very faint flashes, very quick flashes of brilliance, of maybe more that he, you know, can just cut it as an NFL quarterback. But listen, this dude's been brought, you know, he's been strung through the ringer. And at this point, we don't know what his mental and emotional state are. We just don't know. There's a lot of things that goes through a 22-year-old's head, 23-year-old's head. And when it comes to this kind of stuff, you want to know your employer's behind you. This isn't college. I mean, obviously, he's the best player on his college team at UCLA. Every 2 or 3 hours, there's a new report that comes out. They're going to trade him. They're going to keep him. They're going to trade him. They're going to keep him. So at this point, we don't know if the relationship between the Cardinals and Josh Rosen is tarnished already. We don't know if Josh Rosen is in a state where he can come back and feel welcomed by the team that drafted him, you know, not a year ago. So it's very important that Josh Rosen, you know, keep his wits about him. And it's difficult. He's a kid. And it's difficult when you're getting thrown in so many different directions with all these reports about you're getting traded. Where are you going to go? Who wants you? Who doesn't want you? Does the team that I have now want me? Do they want Kyler Murray more? Will I fit Cliff Kingsbury's system? There's so many questions. And we don't know the culmination of all of that regarding his mental and emotional state. We just don't know it yet. And then the third thing we don't know, and this is probably the most exciting thing about all of this, what trade offers there will be for the number one pick and for Josh Rosen. We don't know what the trade offers are. We've heard rumblings that it started with a third-round pick because Kurt Warner came out, said Josh Rosen's worth a third-round pick a few weeks ago, and then it's now the Giants are offering a number two, or the Patriots are offering a number two, and the Cardinals want a number one. So we kind of have an idea what Josh Rosen's trade value is at this point, but listen, we're still a month away from the draft. So that could definitely ramp up and move into first rounds, especially if there are more than one team vying for his employment. Maybe they'll give away a little more towards the end to get what they want. And with the number one overall pick, we have no stinking idea who's going to offer what, if they want Kyler Murray, if they want Nick Bosa, if they want Quinnen Williams. We have no idea what teams are going to offer, especially as the draft approaches for that number one pick. We don't know. And that's the main foundation for all of this. You could have the surefire, we're going to take Nick Bosa, we're going to take Kyler Murray number one overall. And then the Washington Redskins offer four first-round picks. It's like, well, there goes that plan. We're going to give away this one player to get four first-rounders in the next 4 years. Obviously, that's not probably not what's going to happen. But look at what Khalil Mack, what the Raiders got for Khalil Mack. So we don't know what the trade offers are, and that's probably the biggest one. Obviously, the mental and emotional state of Josh Rosen is big. But what other teams are willing to offer for that number one pick or Kyler Murray or Josh Rosen is a big deal. And we don't know. It's a big question mark still to this point. So on the other side, I'll just kind of wrap up here, break down a little bit of what we know, what we don't know. It's Alex Clancy. No Bo Brock. I apologize, but not really, that he's not here. We'll, you know, be back after the break. Wrapping up here, Locked On Cardinals. Alex Clancy here. Bo Brock out. Follow me on Twitter at Clancy's Corner. Follow the podcast at Locked On AZ Cards. Listen to me on the Freaks 1 to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday on Fox Sports 910 Phoenix. Listen to Bo 4 to 7 on The Drive immediately following my show Monday through Friday. Three things we know, three things we don't know up to this point regarding the Cardinals and their future. Just to put a stamp on it, a title on it, on their future. The three things we do know. One, the Cardinals are still working things out. There's a lot of moving pieces still, so this isn't in no way a finished product. Number two, they're playing the smokescreen to almost perfection. Do we really want Kyler Murray? Do we want to keep Josh Rosen? Do we want to trade one? Do we want to trade the other? Do we want to keep both? Keeping people guessing, they're doing it almost flawlessly up to this point. Number three, the Cardinals are in the national spotlight for the first time since their NFC Championship run of 2015. That's been a long time of irrelevancy, like 1,000 days of irrelevancy. And it's important that one of the first words that come out of radio, TV, reporters' mouths is the Arizona Cardinals. It's important. Gives notoriety. No press, all press is good press. It's never been more true than with the Arizona Cardinals right now. Three things we don't know. Number one, we don't know what they're going to do. I don't know if they know what they're going to do. And number two, mental and emotional state of Josh Rosen. We don't know what it is. We don't know how stable he is. We don't know if he's already checked out on the Cardinals. We don't know if his eyes are wandering for other teams. We don't know if he wants any team but the Cardinals. We don't know if he loves it in Arizona and he wants to stay here. We have no idea. And obviously it's not up to him if he stays here. But if he were to be retained and they were to not draft Kyler Murray, I wonder if there's been irreparable damage already in the relationship between the Cardinals and Josh Rosen on Josh Rosen's side. We don't know. And number three, the third thing we don't know, what are the trade offers going to be? What are the trade offers going to be for the number one pick? What are the trade offers going to be for Josh Rosen, if any? Just because they're trade offers doesn't mean that they're, you know, relevant. Somebody could offer a 6-round pick for the number one pick, and, you know, who cares?
We just don't know what the trade offers are going to be. We don't know if Oakland's going to want to move up to number one to draft Nick Bosa. Like, there's so many things that we don't know yet, but those are the three main ones. Three things we know, three things we don't know. Off tomorrow, next week, I'm sure we'll have a cavalcade of more information, of more sound bites from Cliff Kingsbury and what they're going to do with the number one pick. Is Nick Bosa still in there? Remember, and I will leave you with this. The Cardinals do not have to draft Kyler Murray, and they don't have to trade the number one overall pick. Remember that. There are guys like Nick Bosa, Quinnen Williams, Josh Allen, etc. The Cardinals do not have to draft Kyler Murray. They don't have to trade Josh Rosen, and they don't have to trade out of the number one pick. They could stay at number one and draft Nick Bosa if they want to. Remember that. I'll check you guys on Monday.